USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
More orders to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus have been ordered in Oregon and New Mexico. It's the most aggressive response yet to the latest wave of COVID-19 infections that are shattering records across the country. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham of New Mexico imposed a two-week stay-at-home order. Meanwhile, in Oregon, Governor Kate Brown ordered a two-week freeze starting Wednesday, under which all businesses will be required to close their doors to the public and mandate work from home to the greatest extent possible. Most Oregon stores will remain open, while gyms, museums, pools, movie theaters, and zoos will be forced to close. Restaurants and bars will be limited to takeout. Social gatherings will be restricted to 6 people. Wall Street closed on a high note Friday. The Dow closed up 399 points, the Nasdaq up 119 points, the S&P 500 up 48. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
A hand counting of ballots began Friday in Georgia. The hand tally of the presidential race stems from an audit required by a new state law there. The law requires that one race be audited to check that new election machines counted the ballots accurately, not because of any suspected problems with the results. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger chose to audit the presidential race and said the tight margin meant a full hand count was necessary. Democrat Joe Biden leads Republican President Donald Trump by roughly 14,000 votes in the Peach State. U.S. health officials are emphasizing recent research that a mask protects the person who wears it. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had advised people to wear masks because of evidence that it stops people who are infected with the coronavirus, whether they know it or not, from spreading it to others. But this week, the agency posted a new scientific brief that discusses recent studies finding that a wearer gets some protection. They continue to advise Americans to wear masks to stop the virus from spreading. You are listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
There's renewed signs that shoppers are beginning to load up their pantries as cases of COVID-19 continue to soar. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
Consumers are beginning to stockpile their provisions amid fears of another shutdown. I spoke to industry expert Colin Stewart of the national sales and marketing agency at Costa, who tells us the grocery supply chain is better equipped now if there is another shutdown.
The biggest challenge with the supply chain is the fluctuations that are happening. The supply chain in this industry was really built to be more of a just-in-time type of a supply chain, and when we have these big spikes in demand. Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest challenges, is just suppliers have a hard time reacting quickly to some of the big fluctuations that we're seeing.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
It looks like more people are not getting married these days, so says the latest figures. From the USA Radio Phoenix Bureau, Tim Berg has more.
According to new census data, the marriage rate in the United States plunged to an all-time low in 2019. For every 1,000 unmarried adults in 2019, this number was 35 a decade ago in 2010 and 86 in 1970. Statistician Sally Curtin is the lead author of the report. She says millennials are in peak marriage years in their 20s and 30s, and that number is still dropping. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.